The edgy,
yeah, you know what I mean. The trip pants and steel ball necklaces. He was not just using drugs, but he had basically turned his whole entire bedroom into a shrine for the occult. And there's court documents that claim that he'd been observed in taking part in satanic rituals and self-harm. He even went as far as to carve an upside-down cross into his own chest. It was a secluded area because it was hidden from view and rumored to be haunted. So reportedly, the vampire clan would not only drink each other's blood there, but they would also torture one another for sexual gratification. A house out in the middle of a field,
right,
are 30 plus people having this just blood orgy in Kentucky. Like, that's
creepy, and it makes you wonder if it ever did get up to that many people.
What you just heard was an excerpt from our Patreon-exclusive episode for this week. If you would like to hear the entire episode and all future Patreon-exclusive episodes, along with weekly access to mortuary content, you can do so by becoming a patron of the show.
Our bi-weekly show will always be free, but to gain weekly access to the mortuary, you can subscribe for as little as $1 a month.
I'd buy that for a dollar!
We also have different subscription levels that give you more gruesome goodies from us just for you.
You can become a patron of the show by going to themortuarypodcast.com/support or by searching for The Mortuary Podcast on patreon.com. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
There's nothing to worry about. You're going to be just fine. I'm your number one fan.